Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashanti. How can I help you?
Can you please tell me what type of company this is?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me your first and last name. I'd be more than happy to help you because we house over 100 online vendors.
My name is... You said I have what now? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We house over 100 online vendors. If you can give me your first and last name, I'd be more than happy to help you.
Sherrell, Sherrell, and last name is Thomas, Thomas.
All right, and verify that shipping address for me, please.
601 3rd Street, Southwest, Birmingham, Alabama, or it could have been 1633rd Avenue West, Birmingham, Alabama. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what this is.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Just bear with me. Let the account load.
Considering you are a successful artist, I feel kind of silly. I'm sorry, not. You can tell me. Well, I served electives in high school where college.
Is that so?
And I took a few classes in college as well.
Then what happened?
All right, so I see we're on the 4th of December. You made a purchase for a cookware set for $5.74.
A cookware set?
Yes, ma'am. For pots and pans. You paid the shipping and handling for that. You also paid for the entry tickets, which is the $5.74.
And you saying this whole thing is...
No, ma'am. That's for that 6732 is for our Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is our factory direct saving club where we have other gadgets such as like a sweeper, like a portable vacuum cleaner, earbuds. You can use using that 125 gift card that comes to your email.
Okay, so I didn't order that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Using our 125 gift card, it comes to your email. I can have it resent to your email.
No, I didn't order that. I don't know why it was sent to my email, but I didn't order that. Because I know I wouldn't have spent $67.32 for anything. Now, that $5 for that little pot thing, they said I had one. Yeah, but that other stuff, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I don't even know what that is. And I hadn't received that. I hadn't even received the pot. I haven't received anything. And you're talking about something that was ordered on the 4th and the 8th, and I haven't received anything.
That would be great.
Yes, ma'am. That 6732, it comes to your email. And that 574, that drawing from that contest hasn't even been drawn now. It's not till tomorrow.
Okay, but I don't even know what that is. And I wouldn't even purchase that because I don't purchase promotional stuff.
Yes,
I have not even, and I haven't received anything. You're saying it's coming through my email. But I haven't received anything. And if it had been something that cost that much, I know I wouldn't. Now, the $5.74, I probably did do that for that little pot. They said I had one. All I had to do was pay the shipping and thing. But the other thing, the $67.32, no, ma'am, I didn't order that. And that was due. That's put on my card on the 12th of December. And on the 8th of December. It is the 30th of December. I haven't received anything. It don't take that long for anything to get to you. In the little pot that they said that I had one, all I had to do was pay the shipping, which was $5. Some I paid, but I haven't received that, and that was on the 4th of December. So it, you know, but I want this stuff taken off my card. I'm gonna call my company and have them dispute this charge because I don't have anything and I didn't order it.
Yes, ma'am. I can give you 50% of that $67.37.
I don't even know what it is. You keep saying you can give me 50%. I don't even know what it is. I didn't.
Order okay, no
anything.
Problem, ma'am. I can give you a full refund. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Just take it off my card, please. I promise that, and I will be happy. Okay, now this here other thing for the $5 and stuff. When am I supposed to get that?
That is a contest. That contest is December 31st. So tomorrow you will know if you won or not.
See, that's not even what the thing said. The thing said I had already won the thing. You understand what I'm saying? And they're sending that for the shipping and thing. It didn't even say what, you know, what you're saying now. Had I known that, I wouldn't have done it. They had already said I had won it. So I can you just take all that stuff off my card and just withdraw my name, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is because it don't make no sense because I see now that it's some type of gimmick because to tell me that I had won this and all I had to do is pay the shipping is one thing. But now you're saying the contest is not due until tomorrow. That don't make no sense. And it was on the 4th of December. When they told me I had won it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not able to refund that $5.74. I only can do the most recent charge was the one on December 8th.
Okay, take that on off. I'll call my card. I'll call my company. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, ma'am. I'm going to have you transfer so you can speak with someone about that $5.74.
You going to do what now?
I'm going to have you transfer. You can speak with someone about that $5.74.
Okay, so you already refunded the upfront?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to transfer you to speak with someone.
Do I get a confirmation, a number, anything?
Yes, ma'am.
A name or something?
Let me know you're ready for your confirmation number.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, C as in cat.
Cat. C.
263.
263.
144.
144.
564.
564. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
My name is Ashanti.
Ashanti?
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting you transferred so you can speak with someone.